This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Let's say good morning to Ward 1 Alderman Chuck Redpath. How are you?
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning. Anything major occur at the council meeting?
Well, you know, first off, I have to say that you're married to a saint, and you're a happy anniversary to you guys, but you need to take that woman out and just not buy her a corn dog at Vosa's. You need to spoil her a little bit because she's put up with you all those years,
Sam. No doubt about that, brother. Ain't no doubt about that. I agree. We'll find somewhere to go, that's for sure. That'd be fun. All right. Meeting, I didn't read much about it. Was it fairly, I mean, I know you confirmed some appointments, and that is just part of what a new administration does. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, I'm very pleased with the way Mayor Buescher is proceeding through this. She's being very selective on who she puts in these positions. A lot of quality people that were out there waiting to join her administration, and I'm happy with the appointments to this point. She picked a good director for Public Works and the fire chief, and I'm really happy with those.
Are we making, or at least some people are, some publications are making a lot about the fire truck. Did it meet specifications and so on and so forth? Did somebody blow it? Was it one person responsible? What's the role of the council in something like this?
Well, you know, we found out about it after the fact, obviously, but, you know, we have to sit down and figure out how we're going to deal with that. There's probably some different options that we can do. And listen, Ed Canny's a quality guy. I mean, I know his legacy, his father, his family's been in the fire business for a long time, and I'm sure that he's going to come up with a solution. But we'll work together, and we'll all figure it out. And, you know, that fire truck, I believe, wasn't supposed to be downtown. I think it was supposed to go to 13, which is the new firehouse out by Panther Creek. But, we'll get through that, Sam. And whose fault is it? It's that, you know what? We're beyond that now. And it's important for us to go forward and figure out how we're going to fix it. I don't know. But, you know, over the years, when they overlay these roads, they don't always grind them all the way down. So maybe we can fix the level of the road. I'm not sure what the answer is, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
What's going on? Are you a little concerned? I think the clock is ticking on what you folks did as far as the Shields Sports Park is concerned. Bring me up to date. What's going on?
I am concerned because, this is a thing that we threw everything in, and everybody's on board, and it's going. And I heard Alderman Donlan briefly yesterday refer to it, but I have confidence that they're going to get things rolling. And you know what? They're on the clock, and the clock. I think by August or September, they have to start. They have to start digging, and we're anxious, and yet being a little bit reserved, but we were definitely anxious to get that thing going. It's going to be a major deal. And I heard Alderman Donlan say yesterday that he visited something up in Chicago.
Yes.
Those things they're gold. They're gold. They'll change the whole complex of the city of Springfield.
Absolutely. What's going on down at the Wyndham? I thought there was going to vote, and then that's bring me up to date. What are you folks hearing about the Wyndham? Is the owner made a presentation? I thought he was supposed to come in and make another presentation to the council. Where are we at on the Wyndham Hotel?
Well, I don't think that's. I think that's pretty much dead.
Really?
I think that he's got what he's got there, and I for one won't vote for anything there because. I just think there's too many variables out there that we don't know about, and trying to change that whole thing into low income housing was a ridiculous idea to start with. That would have completely destroyed our tourism industry, and I think there's some things coming down the pike that everybody's going to be happy to hear about. I know Governor Pritzker's been working with Mayor Buescher talking about some things that may have to happen at the convention center, which will really drive things. And we have an outstanding convention and visitor bureau director in Scott Dahl, and he is driving the bus. And I'm going to tell you, things are going to be going well, and they are going well for tourism in Springfield, and it's going to just get better.
Let's talk about CWLP. It's obviously in your ward. Do you think the CWLP we see today, Chuck Redpath, will be the same one we see in 5 to 10 years?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, I'm a coal guy. We were very fortunate to be able to have one of the best coal-burning plants in the state of Illinois and probably the central United States. It's a shame that that got to the point where we had, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we had four plants, and now we're down to one. And now we are completely dependent on what we have to do on the grid to buy our power if we go into a shortage. So we need to come up with some plans to figure out a better secondary source than working through the MISO stuff. I've never been a big fan of the MISO. We dump tons and tons of money into it, and I don't believe that it's the best way to go. But, you know, we have to figure out a plan. And, you know, fortunately, Dahlman 4 is here to stay for a long time because of the carbon capture program that we have under that. But, yeah, we got some issues there. And, you know, we let the utility fell into disrepair over the last 6 years. And unfortunately, we had to close those three plants down. So we got issues there. And not just on the electric side. We have problems, serious problems on the water side because that fund is completely broke. You know, one of the things I told Mayor Buscher, she walked in the door, I said, there's landmines everywhere. I said, you need to be careful where you step because there's landmines everywhere, things that didn't get taken care of in the last administration, and you're going to have to fix them. And so, listen, she is in her office every morning before anybody else. I had to kind of scold her a little bit like a big brother that you can't come in at 4:30 in the morning every day, girl. You need to pace yourself a little bit. But she's working diligently. I'm very proud of the way she's taken over, and she's taking the reins of the city of Springfield, and she's moving forward.
Alderman Chuck Redpath is with us. What can you tell about the chemistry of the new aldermen? There are some new ones, three or four new ones, the 10 aldermen. What can you tell, at least early? Is there going to be pretty good chemistry? You think it's going to divide up into a couple different camps?
Well, there's already a couple different camps, and
okay,
you can see it from a distance. But, you know, we're going to work together. I mean, the mayor brought you know, she read the, you know, we're trying to treat each other a little bit better than we did in the past. And, you know, we all signed this agreement that, you know, to get along. And we're going to do that. But there's always going to be a controversy on I need more stuff in my ward versus how somebody else needs it. But, you know, we have a solid pack of people that are going to do the right thing. And I really feel comfortable that the administration's agenda is going to get support. But we're going to work with everybody. And some people say, you're not giving us that. Listen, we've dumped money all over this town trying to make things better. We've improved streets and stuff like that. And we got a lot more to do. And I think the chemistry right now, there is a little bit of division, but we're going to get through that, Sam.
Final question, buddy. How's your daughter doing as city treasurer? Do you check in with her every day? And how much fun must that be to see her at the council meetings?
Well, you know, she's a hard worker. She picked up where Misty left off in the treasurer's office, and she's doing the best things for the city. She's trying to improve the investments, and I can tell you that I don't tell her what to do. She tells me what to do. Now, you know how when the new general comes in, you got to salute the general. Now I have to. She's the treasurer, and I'm really, really proud of her. She's doing a great job, and she's going to do a good job for the city of Springfield. So, yeah, I'm really happy, Sam.
Thank you, buddy. Always good to talk to you, Chuck. Take care, buddy.
Okay, Sam. Take care.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.